Hello, this is Hideo, and this is Mandanego 10. Mandanego no 10 回目でございますね。Well, yesterday I listened to 12 people, not 12 people, 22 people, I believe, making a speech in front of an audience. It was called English, what was it? English Reading Marathon. ちょっと日本語やね、あれはね。英語音読マラソン。スピーチコンテスト。Right. So there's this speech contest that's been going on for 12 years. This is the 12th contest. It's an annual contest. And I've been invited to be...one of the judges for about 4 or 5 years now. And yes, there actually 12 people were making their own speeches and about 10 people were reciting a text. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all to stand up in front of an audience of about 30 people or 35 people and deliver your message. It's very scary. You get stage fright and you get really nervous. But it's a good challenge. I think it's a good way to improve your English skills. You have to first write your story and even if you're reciting, you have to really understand what the message is about. And then you have to try to come up with the best possible way to communicate the message. And that's not easy. And of course, on the contest day, you have to stand up in front of a lot of people. Which is very rare, and you have to have the courage to finish it all. Yeah, まあちょっとなかなか大変ですわな。Teachers like myself are somewhat used to that kind of situation, speaking in front of people. 特に30人、40人ぐらいであれば、まあ、割とよくある状況ですね。人によってはそのクラスのサイズが違うけれどもね。But still, 本でもね、ちょっとやっぱりちょっとちゃうんですよね。別にその授業するときっていうのは、内容を覚えて、一言一句ね、覚えておく必要も別にないし、何ちゅうんですかね、だいぶちゃうもんですわね。ただ共通する部分もぎょうさんある。だから英語の勉強にもなるし、人前で話すというのの練習にもなりますね。人前で話すという状況をずっと避け続けることってできないですからね。So, it must be a good chance to practice speeches. And when you're familiar with doing, you're accustomed to making a speech in English, it's no big deal to do it in Japanese, でしょ？ということでございますので。I might want to try it next year in October, I think. 毎年10月にやってるんで、来年もおそらく10月の体育の日あたりぐらいになるんちゃうかと思うんですけどね。Yeah. So, そこまで待たずに何か別の機会でやっていただくと思ったらいいと思いますけど、Making speech is a good exercise ということでね。よかったらやってみて。 people that are Sarah. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.